The Lightbringer Series Recap. In the Empire of the Seven Satrapies, a small number of people are born with the ability to learn to transform light into a physical, tangible product called Luxin. Each color of Luxin has unique physical and metaphysical properties and innumerable uses, from construction to warfare. Trained at the Empire's capital, the Chromeria, these drafters lead lives of privilege, with satrapies and powerful houses vying for their services. In exchange, they agree that once they exhaust their ability to safely use magic, signaled when the halos of their irises are broken by the colors they draft, they will be killed by the Emperor, the Prism, in a ceremony on the most holy day of the year, Sun Day. The drafters who have broken the halo, called Whites, go mad with the Luxin coursing through their bodies. If they run away, instead of surrendering, they must be hunted to death. Only the Prism can draft with limitless power, and he or she alone can balance all the colors in the satrapies to prevent the chaotic Luxin from overwhelming the lands. Every 7 years, or on a multiple of 7 years, the Prism also gives up his or her life, and the ruling council appoints a new Prism. If the Prism refuses death, he or she is likewise hunted down. The current Prism is Gavin Guile. Book 1. The Black Prism. Prism Gavin Guile learns he has an illegitimate son, living in a satrapy that's threatening civil war for the second time in 15 years. But Gavin is actually Dazen Guile in disguise. After the battle that ended the last war and killed his brother, he stole Gavin's identity. Now he has to take responsibility for his brother's bastard. Gavin travels to Tyria with Caris, his former fiancée, and now a member of his elite defensive corps, the Blackguard. They find Kip, his son, in time to save him from a rebellious satrap who is calling himself King Haridul. The king allows them to leave but takes Kip's knife, the only thing left him by his mother. While Gavin takes Kip back to the Chromeria to begin his magical education, Caris stays in Tyria to rendezvous with a spy in the king's army. Caris is captured by the king's forces, and she discovers King Haridul's right hand, a wight who calls himself the Colour Prince, is the one fermenting rebellion. He is her brother, whom she'd thought long dead. Kip tests into the Chromerius School for Drafters and meets a friend from his hometown, Liv Danavis, daughter of one of Dazen's greatest generals. Gavin is focused on killing whites and finding a political solution to the war, but he must also deal with a man he's secretly imprisoned deep beneath the Chromeria, his brother. Gavin's father, Andros, tasks him with going back to Tyria to stop the rebellion from becoming an empire-wide war, and with retrieving the very knife Gavin allowed the king to take when he rescued Kip. When Gavin, Kip, and Liv arrive at Tyria's capital, Garriston, they meet Liv's father, former General Corvin Danavis. They realize the city is indefensible, so Gavin begins to draft an entire wall. Gavin has almost completed the wall when a cannonball destroys the gate he'd been drafting. Gavin's forces defend the retreat of Garriston's citizens as they attempt to escape via barges. Kip learns where Caris is and decides to rescue her. Liv follows him, but they are separated when Kip is captured by the Colour Prince's forces. Kip is imprisoned with Caris, and in the chaos of battle they manage to join the army marching toward the city. Kip kills King Haridul, and Liv saves both Kip and Caris by agreeing to join the Colour Prince if he'll use his sharp-shooting skills to prevent their deaths in battle. Kip races to meet another threat. He knows a young polychrome, Zymon, has been assigned to assassinate Gavin. He doesn't stop the attack, but Gavin survives when Kip intercedes. Kip takes the dagger Zymon used and realizes it is the same blade his mother gave him. Gavin, Kip, and Caris escape the city on barges with much of the city's civilian population. Gavin is unaware that his brother has escaped the first of multiple prison chambers back at the Chromeria. Book 2. The Blinding Knife. Gavin negotiates with the Third Eye, a powerful seer, to get permission for the refugees to build a home on her island. Caris and Gavin build a harbour for the refugee fleet, and Gavin hunts the Blue Bane, a horror forming in the Cerulean Sea. If he doesn't destroy the Bane, an ancient god will be reborn. Kip returns the Chromeria to test into the Blackguard. He befriends a few of his fellow Blackguard candidates, including Tia, a colourblind Parol drafter and a slave. Her owner forces her to steal valuable goods and to spy on Kip. As hard as training is, the new interest his grandfather has taken in him is worse. Andros demands Kip play a card game, Nine Kings, for high stakes. A librarian, Ria Saluz, introduces Kip to Janice Borig, an artist who creates true Nine Kings cards, which allow drafters to experience history as it happened. But it's not long before Kip finds Janice mortally injured by two assassins. Kip manages to kill both, acquire their magical cloaks, and save Janice's deck of true Nine Kings cards. Kip uses a new deck made by Janice to beat Andros in a game, winning Tia's slave contract. Kip gives the cloaks, the cards, and his mother's knife to his father, who's just returned with Karis. Gavin has destroyed the Blue Bane and resettled the refugees, so he's ready to manipulate the Spectrum, the ruling council of the Chromeria, into declaring Sears Island a new satrapy, and make Corvin Danavis its new satrap. Karis is given a letter from Gavin's dead mother and learns Gavin has loved her all along. He broke their betrothal so Karis wouldn't have to marry a man she might not love. Karis approaches Gavin that night, but he's already in bed with another woman, a woman he didn't invite. Enraged at losing Karis again, Gavin throws the woman onto his balcony. She tumbles over the railing and falls to her death. Certain he'll be arrested for the murder, Gavin decides he must free his brother to take his place as Prism. But Gavin realizes his long-imprisoned brother is crazy, so he kills him. Gavin returns from the prison to find the Spectrum has declared war and that his two Blackguards, the only witnesses to the girl's death, have sworn Gavin acted in self-defense, leaving him free to be Prism. As the trainees continue with their elimination matches, Kip almost enters the Blackguard ranks, but loses at the last moment due to cheating by some of the other trainees. But his friend Kraxa uses a loophole to get Kip in anyway. Gavin and Karis reconcile and marry just before they go to war against the Colour Prince. With the new Blackguard inductees and the Chromeria's forces, they must destroy a Green Bane that is birthing a new god, Atarat. Liv is still with the Colour Prince's army and uses her superviolet skills to help create Atarat. Kip, Gavin and Karis kill the god but lose the city and the satrapy to the Colour Prince's forces. After the battle, Kip realizes that Andros is really a red-white. As he confronts Andros, he draws the knife his mother gave him and stabs Andros in the shoulder. Gavin tries to stop the two but can only redirect Kip's knife into his own body. He falls overboard, and Kip jumps after him. The ship sails on, only Andros aware of what truly happened. Gavin is picked up by Gunner, a master cannoneer on a ship they'd earlier destroyed. Kip is rescued by Zymon, who says he is actually Gavin and Karis's long-lost illegitimate son. Gavin wakes to find he is completely colourblind and a slave rower. Book 3. The Broken Eye. Adrift in a boat with Zymon, Kip is able to escape before they're press-ganged by pirates. Weeks later, he makes it back to the Chromeria, after surviving the jungle, starvation, and worse. Because she married the Prism, as soon as she returns to the Chromeria, Karis is stripped of her rank in the Blackguard and given orders to take over the spy network of the White, the head of Chromeria. Meanwhile, Andros Guile reveals that he has been miraculously healed from being a red-white. With the absence of Gavin Guile and the war underway, the Spectrum swiftly elects him Promarchos, commander-in-chief of the Chromeria. Tia is quickly recruited by Murder Sharp, a skilled Parol assassin for the Order of the Broken Eye. When the Order steals her slave paperwork and then frames her for murder, Tia finds herself helpless to resist. She struggles to balance her training as a Blackguard inductee with assignments from the Order, but finally confesses everything to Iron Fist and the White. They commission her to serve as the Chromeria's spy on the Order, and Karis is assigned as her handler. As Tia continues her initiation into the Order, she discovers that she is a light splitter, a rare drafter who can use shimmer cloaks, such as the ones Kip recovered, to make herself mostly invisible. Upon his homecoming, Kip informs the Spectrum and Karis that Gavin is still alive, but avoids implicating Andross in Gavin's accident, which gains him a powerful, if untrustworthy, ally. He finds himself under Karis's tutelage for drafting and reunites with his old Blackguard squad, the Mighty, Ben-Hadad, Big Leo, Tia, Farkoudi, Winston, Goss, and Delos. Andross grants the group access to restricted libraries, so they can research heretical Nine Kings cards and the Lightbringer, a long-prophesied savior of the Satrapies, hoping they'll gain information to win the war. In the process, Kip befriends Mousy Quentin Nahid, a Luxiat with extraordinary skills as a scholar. Gavin, now unable to draft any colour, spends months as a galley slave on a pirate ship, rowing next to a mad prophet, irreverently nicknamed after the deity he serves, Orhulam. In the chaos of a sea battle with a ship they're attempting to seize, a young Hrothgari noble, Antonius Malagos, leaps aboard their ship and offers to free the enslaved rowers if they help him break his ship free. They succeed, capturing Gunnar and the Blinding Knife in the process, but Antonius takes Gavin to Hrothgar to be imprisoned by his cousin Irene. There, her ally, the Nukaba of Paria, arranges for Gavin to be publicly blinded. The Mighty discover that everything about heretical cards, and much about the Lightbringer, have been erased from the records. Kip also realizes that the weapon that allows prisms to be made or unmade is the very knife that stabbed Gavin. When Kip reports to Karis, they have a falling out over a poorly timed joke. Soon afterward, he is approached by Tisis Malagos, Irene's sister, who proposes marriage to tie their families together. Kip later finds the true Nine Kings cards his father hid. Mistakenly drafting near them, he falls unconscious and enters the Great Library, where he meets the immortal Abaddon. Kip absorbs every one of the cards, except the Lightbringer card. He manages to grab Abaddon's shimmer cloak but dies from drafting so many cards. Tia, however, resuscitates him. Kip then gives Tia the cloak he stole from Abaddon. She later realizes it is the Master Cloak and more powerful than any of the other shimmer cloaks. Andross manipulates Kip into confessing that he found both Andross's lost deck and Janus Borig's true cards, but Kip lies, saying they were all blank. Andross tells him to marry Tisis and go to Hrothgar to serve as his spy, while Zymon, who has just come to the Chromeria and announced that he is Karis and Gavin's long-lost son, will serve as prism for 7 years. Karis receives word about Gavin's location just in time to assemble a small crew to save him, though not in time to save him from being blinded in one eye. When they return together to the Jaspers, where the Chromeria is located, Karis sends him for healing and finds herself at the ceremony for selecting the new White, as the previous White has just died, and that she is a nominee. Kip and Tisis agree to marry and flee the Chromeria, and the Mighty insist on coming with them. When Zymon orders the newly formed Light Guard to kill them, they fight their way free. Though Goss is killed and Delos wounded, the rest of the Mighty escape to meet Tisis at the docks. Iron Fist's brother, Tremble Fist, covers their escape, but is killed in the explosion he sets to prevent the Light Guards pursuing them. Kip and Tisis wed just before embarking on the ship, and Tia decides to stay at the Chromeria. She will be of more value in the war effort fighting the Order than with Kip. Though it's supposed to be a random process, Karis sees the White selection has been rigged, but manages to overcome the trickery. She kills two of the other nominees who attempt to kill her and is declared the new White. Before Iron Fist finds his dying brother, he meets secretly with his uncle. The perfidious Grinwoody, hidden in plain sight as the slave of Andross Guile, is also the Old Man of the Desert, leader of the Broken Eye. Iron Fist has been part of the Order for years. He gives Grinwoody the Black Seed Crystal that only the White and the commander of the Blackguard have access to. Meanwhile, Liv Danavis has been hunting the Superviolet Seed Crystal at the command of the Colour Prince, but though the Colour Prince tries to make her wear a black Luxin choker to keep her under his control, she foils the attempt and captures the Seed Crystal on her own. Gavin is kidnapped from the physician's care on Big Jasper and wakes in a prison cell. In regione cecorum rex est luscus. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Erasmus of Rotterdam.